In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You are loved with an everlasting love. Jesus wants to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Are you thirsty today? Are you thirsty for the Lord? Oh, yes. I know that Jesus wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit, but you must be thirsty. Blessed are those who thirst. Blessed are those who thirst for whom? For the gift of the Holy Spirit. We cannot do very much apart from the Spirit of Jesus. As a matter of fact, we cannot do anything apart from the Spirit of Jesus. The Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, leads us. And not only does He lead us, He causes us to follow Jesus and to glorify Jesus. Oh, yes. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. I am looking at Isaiah 52, verse 13. "See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and lifted up." Sounds like the cross to me. "And shall be very high. Just as there were many who were astonished at him, so marred was his appearance beyond human semblance." I tell you, Isaiah saw the crucified Jesus about 1,000 years before Jesus was crucified. So marred was this his appearance beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of mortals. "So he shall startle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which had not been told, they shall see. And that which is not heard, they shall contemplate." Isaiah 53. "Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form and majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was crucified. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and suffering and acquainted with infirmity." He was acquainted with infirmity, your infirmity and my infirmity. He took it to the cross. "And as one from whom others hide their faces," yes, "so marred was he that they hid their faces from him. He was despised and we held him of no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities," yes, on the cross. He has borne your infirmities, my infirmities, and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. I tell you, I have claimed Holy Rosary Parish to be a cancer-free parish in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases on the cross. "But he was wounded for our transgressions." Jesus was wounded for your transgressions and my transgressions. "Crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that makes us whole. He took the rap for me and you. He became sin on the cross. And by his bruises we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned to our own way. and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. All we like sheep have gone astray. In other words, we delved into sin. But the Lord has laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, like a sheep before its shearers is silent, he did not open his mouth. That's Jesus. Remember, Pilate tried to have Jesus talk. Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus was silent. Why? Because he was drawing all men and women into himself. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. By a perversion of justice, he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for our transgressions, the transgressions of my people. They made his grave with the wicked, and his tomb with the rich man, although he had done no violence. The only thing he did was good, and yet they crucified him. His crucifixion, his death, burial, and resurrection is our salvation. Oh yes, his blood poured out is our salvation. Oh yes. Are you thirsty for the Holy Spirit? Are you thirsty? Tell the Lord, I'm thirsty. And there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of God to crush him with pain. Why? So that we, you and I, would go to heaven. When you make his life an offering for sin, that's what he was. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Amen. Out of his anguish he shall see light. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous. We become righteous, not of our own, but through the blood of Jesus. We become righteous, put right with God through the blood of Jesus. And he shall bear their iniquities. Amen. He bore our sins, our iniquities. Therefore I will allot him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many. Amen. He bore your sin. He bore my sin. He became sin on the cross and made intercession for the transgressors. Do you know that he interceded for you while he was crucified? Do you know that he drew you into his sacred heart while he was crucified? When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Chapter 54 of Isaiah. Sing, O barren one who did not bear. Why? Burst into song and shout, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate woman will be more than the children of her that is married, says the Lord. I tell you, I received two calls during this month that 7 years ago there was a woman who wanted to get pregnant, and I prayed with her. She has a little boy, 7 years old. And I prayed with Julie, and Julie is pregnant. I tell you, he has allowed us to sing. Those that are barren, he fills with children. Enlarge the site of your tent. In other words, make room, because more people are coming. Let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Oh, yes, Lord. You promised that we would spread out to the right and the left. Send people, God, to hear the gospel, that they would give their lives to Jesus. And your descendants will possess the nations and will settle the desolate towns. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Do not be discouraged, for you will not suffer disgrace. He bore our disgrace upon the cross. For you will forget the shame of your youth and the disgrace of your widowhood. You will remember no more, for your master is your husband. Hallelujah. Oh yes, he is the bridegroom. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer, the one who bought you back through his blood. The God of the whole earth, who is called, for the Lord has called you like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a wife of a man's youth when she is cast off, says the Lord your God. For a brief moment I abandon you, no more. But with great compassion I will gather you. He has gathered us like chickens under his wings. In overflowing wrath, for a moment I hid my face from you. But with everlasting love I will have compassion on you. Oh yes, he has compassion on you. He has compassion on what you're going through. He loves you. He is God. He gave his life for us. Are you thirsty today? I thirst for the Holy Spirit. I thirst for more of the Holy Spirit. For a moment I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. This is like the days of Noah to me. Just as I swore that the waters of Noah would never again go over the earth, so I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. God is not angry with you. You said, but I've sinned. He's angry. No, I've had abortions. He's not angry with you. He wants you to come to him. He wants you to ask forgiveness. He wants you to go to confession. Oh, yes, he wants you. He does not feel anger toward you. He calls you his delight. He calls you by name. He calls you to be his. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. Do you understand that? That the steadfast love of the Lord shall never depart from you. Why? Because of the cross. Because of the cross. And my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Again, he has compassion on you. O afflicted one, storm-tossed, not comforted, I am about to set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of jewels, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord. Oh, yes. We are taught by the Lord, by the Holy Spirit. He is the great teacher now, and he teaches from within. He teaches from within. I told you that I had a priest from Las Vegas that called, and he says, I listen to you on the internet, and I'm so grateful for you. And I say, dear Lord Jesus, little do I know who's listening to me on the radio today, because I'm speaking to you. I'm not speaking to multitudes, I'm speaking to you. That is the grace of radio, that you speak to that one person, you, who listens to me today. And great shall be the prosperity of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. And from oppression for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall no longer come near you. If anyone stirs up strife, it is not from me. God does not stir up strife. That's an evil person that stirs up strife. Whoever stirs up strife with you shall fall because of you. See, it is I who have created the smith and blows on the fire of coals and produces a weapon fit for its purpose. I have also created the ravager to destroy no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Do you know that today? And there will be weapons fashioned against you. People will talk about you, but no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And you shall confute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, says the Lord. I tell you, our vindication comes from the blood of Jesus. We are put righteous with God because of the blood. Oh yes, because of the blood. Are you thirsty today? Are you thirsty for the Holy Spirit? How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? If your child asks you for a piece of bread, will you give him a stone? No. If he asks you for a fish, will you give him a scorpion? No. How much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Oh God, we're thirsty, and we ask for the Holy Spirit. Chapter 55. Ho! Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Oh yes, these miraculous waters. Are you thirsty for the Holy Spirit? He is that water from heaven. And you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Come buy wine and drink without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me. Listen carefully to me, he says, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant. The everlasting covenant is in the blood of Jesus. The everlasting covenant was made at the Last Supper when he gave us his body and blood. My steadfast, sure love for David, see, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you. In other words, you're going to be someone who draws people to Jesus Christ. Because of the Lord your God, yes, it's not because of me, it's not because I'm good. It's because he has made you and I righteous through his blood, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. That means that maybe there's going to be a day when the Lord is not to be found. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. Yes, I am in sin. Go to confession. Return to the Lord now. Tell him, I am sorry for what I've done. I've been looking at things on the internet that are sick. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. And go to your God, for he will abundantly pardon you. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, that's for sure. Nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts, that's for sure. I do not want my will. I want the perfect will of God in my life. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and surely it does, and doesn't return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be, the word of God, that goes out from my mouth, that goes out from the mouth of the Lord. It shall not return to me void. My word shall not return to me void. My word shall not return to me empty. It will do exactly what I have called it to do, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come the cypress. Instead of briars shall come the myrtle. and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. I tell you, God has great things in store for those that have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Are you thirsty today? Are you thirsty for the Holy Spirit? Tell him, I thirst for the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 3, the promise of the Lord's coming. This is now, beloved, the second letter I am writing to you, and I am trying to arouse your sincere intention by reminding you that you should remember the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the commandments of the Lord and Savior spoken through the apostles. First of all, you must understand this, that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and indulging their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? I tell you, he's coming. He's coming again in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. He's coming. Forever since our ancestors died, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. They deliberately ignore this fact that by the word of God, the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water by means of water, although which the world of that time was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been reserved for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the godless. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that the Lord, and with the Lord, one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like one day. I tell you, it's been 2 days since the Lord ascended into heaven. A thousand years are as one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some of you think of slowness, but he is patient with you. Thank God that he is patient with you. Are you thirsty today? Drink from the Holy Spirit, not wanting any to perish, but all come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed, since all these things are to be dissolved. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of person ought you to be in the leading of your lives with holiness and godliness, waiting for the hastening, the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire. But in accordance with the promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth. There will be new heavens and a new earth when Jesus comes, where righteousness is at home. Again, we are made righteous through the blood of Jesus. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. He's not coming because he's patient. He wants people to be saved, to be washed clean with the blood of Jesus. So also our beloved brother Paul wrote to you according to his wisdom given him, speaking of this as he does in his letters. There are some things in them hard to understand, which the ignorant and the unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do to other scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, beware that you are not carried away with the errors of the lawless and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen and amen. the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Are you thirsty for the Holy Spirit? Oh, those who thirst will be satisfied. Ask him for the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.